Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Hello there. Happy birthday, Jesus. And a merry new nearly there.
Guys, right,
we're almost into it now, yeah. And that's it.
This is our last podcast of the year 2025. Will you fix your headphones, by the way? They're all lopsided now, and it makes you look like Eric Morecambe used to look when his glasses fell off.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. Well, that's it's not the headphones; it's my ears. They're not the same height.
Is the last, officially the last PJ and Jim podcast of 2025.
Which is why I was saying Merry Birthday, Jesus, and a Happy New Nearly there.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the thing about it is the tradition in these sorts of situations. Right, would be when you do the last podcast of the year or whatever, yeah, that you'd look back on the year that was,
yes,
and yeah, everything. But obviously, as everybody knows, I have no memory. Yeah. I literally cannot remember anything. I'm shockingly bad with memory.
Well, this is what it is. We're like Ireland and Britain, right? And you know that we're like Ireland and Britain,
okay?
Right, and they always say that the Brits can't remember anything, and the Irish can't forget anything.
Oh,
and,
really?
And in this case, not that you're a very British man or anything, but in this case, Jim is Britain because he forgets all things, yeah, because his memory is normally one of tragedy. And I can't forget anything as we move into the year. So I'm Ireland in this particular circumstance.
Right. Although the weird thing about you is you remember, your memory is quite, I wouldn't say selective, but it is unique. In that, you know, for example, you have an incredible memory when it comes to certain songs. Weird songs that everybody else, like, that were literally just moments of time, you know. They might have been in the charts for a week and you'll remember every lyric.
Yes.
Certain programs or certain things like that.
Things like that,
and then you...
Detail and stories and events, memories.
But funnily enough, in here, you won't even know what somebody told you...
A minute ago.
Exactly.
I won't know a name. Yeah. I won't know how I got here. I won't know what any of the buttons do. 11 years. Yeah. 11 years. I won't know, you know, what I'm, if you said, what are you wearing? And told me not to look down. No idea.
Exactly.
You know, like, no idea.
It is. It is a unique kind of style.
Don't understand it. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not even as though you could say kind of short term or long term, because...
No,
because
it stands.
Certain information does make its way in there.
Yeah, if I've no huge interest in something, I have absolutely no ability to memorise any part of it.
Right.
You know, like, I have to
That's fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Like, so, people's birthdays and everything and all that.
Birthdays and all that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Things like that, yeah. You know, small things. Like, you might forget to go to a funeral of a friend who died something, but sure, everyone that does that, but these things, you know, but I don't know what that is, but that is true. So we get to these this is the podcast of the year, where we should be, like you said, reflecting not only back on the year that's been, but also looking forward to the year that will be.
Right,
I'd say, to be honest, shove all of that into your face hole, regardless of who you are, that the only thing that really matters is these days is that you survived it.
Although we should put our minds to it now, right? Just for a moment. Let's not spend too long on this, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What do we remember from 2025?
Well, my birthday was the best part of it.
you have one of them every year. Oh, no, it was your 50th.
It was my 50th.
It was your 50th. That's a fair point,
It was
actually.
My 50th birthday.
That's right. Well, that's significant. That's worth remembering.
That was a big one, that was a big one.
I'd forgotten that.
Other than that, now, what was the highlight?
What
are we looking at?
What?
Highlights or just events?
Just just for us in terms of the show and the station and everything, and of, like, what's the
We just kind of did another one there.
2026 then.
26. Let's look forward. Let's look forward.
Why not?
What are you looking forward to in 2026? Have you any plans for 2026?
Wow.
Or is it just another year of survival? That's what I would wonder. You know.
Yeah, that's a big ask.
2026, I don't have any plans. I really just hope to survive it,
yeah.
That's about it. In fact, the first week of it, I'm doing loads of things I don't want to do at all. So that's sort of set the standard, you know.
At least you know it can only get better from there, surely.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
You'd imagine.
You would think so. I do have a New Year's resolution, though. Do you have any?
I'll tell you what I did do, right? And I said this to somebody, I think it was a journalist or something. Anyway, I've decided, right, my New Year's resolution from a while back is I'm going to stop giving myself a hard time over failing with New Year's resolutions.
There you go, yeah.
So what you know, like,
so
you
make one, but you don't expect to keep it.
Well, I do sort of keep it. Because if I do say, all right, listen, I'm going to get fit or whatever, and then, you know, 2 weeks in and I'm back on the chocolates and the fizzy drinks and everything, right? Technically, I failed that one, but I'm not going to give myself a hard time about it, which means I'm keeping the other New Year's resolution to not give myself a hard time.
Yeah. I do. It's a no lose situation.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I hear you. Pretty much.
And a lot of the New Year's resolutions, they're always health based and health aimed and health all that, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you fail New Year's resolutions.
What? Because they're good for you?
Yeah, because we don't.
That's true, actually. If you made a New Year's resolution to be, you know, bonkers drunk.
I am doing that. I'm going to get absolutely fucked at least once a week. And I mean destroy it. That's part of the New Year's resolution.
Thankfully, this is the wild west of the internet, so I don't have to say I always drink responsibly. But So that is... So you're every week. You're going to embrace the dark side.
I haven't been absolutely sloshed in a continuous mind for a few years, you know.
What are you talking about? There was 2 days and a weekend there not that far back and you were back to back.
Oh yeah, but
butchered.
That was only one weekend.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're extending your commitment to an entire year.
I want to do it every weekend. At least once,
wow.
You know. At least
Brilliant.
Instead of just that being like, that was the first time in maybe 2 years I got absolutely gunnered.
Yeah.
For 2 days in a row. I don't want to do it 2 days in a row, but I want to do it every weekend in a row. And I'm giving up water. I fucking hate it. I'm giving it up.
What? Yeah,
I am. I hate water. Every time you open a book or look online or talk to some healthfluencer or whatever they call themselves, it's always like, drink more water. It's good for your skin. It helps your kidneys or it helps. But no one ever says it's a horrible old shit. Like, the reason other drinks exist...
You do have, like, in fairness, you have quite a large bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, you do, it do, I mean, you know...
And on the 1st of January...
By the way, it's also ridiculously misshapen.
Yeah, because it melted in the dishwasher on me. But I still use it. I still use it, because there's no hole in it.
Wow.
But that's it. That'll be Pepsi now in the new year.
Oh, right. You wouldn't consider, like, maybe just putting in something natural and healthy, like putting in some lemon juice or... Something else.
No, fuck that. It's a New Year's resolution. I'm making a commitment. I'm giving up water. I never liked water.
In favour of carbonated drinks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 50 now. What's suddenly going to happen? I'm suddenly going to get nice skin. I'm suddenly going to, I'm suddenly going to start looking younger or whatever. Or I'm suddenly going to, like, it's all downhill. Now it's time to embrace it. I'm going to get twisted once a week. I'm going to give up water because I just don't like water. I just don't like it.
Right.
I might get into the drugs. I've never done that.
Certainly not the illegal ones anyway.
No, I won't be doing that. Yeah. I won't be doing any of that because that is illegal and all that sort of carry on.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely be... making a commitment to not worry about my health so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to give up going to the doctors.
Anybody listening to... Well, that's...
Well, no, I won't do that.
But anybody, a lot of people listening to this will be surprised. They'll be surprised and shocked. Because I'd say a lot of people listening to this probably thought you just were drunk all the time. There'll be people listening to this towards each other going, Jesus, he's going to start getting drunk. What's he been like so far? So you're saying he hasn't been drunk?
No, he's only...
That stuff he says on the radio. You're saying he's not out of his mind?
Yeah. No, I haven't been. Not at all. It's not like I haven't been not drinking. I've been going out for a few pints here and there.
Yeah, but you've been... In fairness, you do moderation.
There's childcare. There's all these things. I have to be very careful. You know, I have to be very careful I don't get sloshed and that when I have childcare and all this stuff. You know, it's expensive
and
to do
and it's difficult
it
to
as well.
To find a pub nowadays that will serve a 2.5-year-old.
Yes, it is. You know,
unbelievable. I don't know when they're going to relax the licensing laws.
They need to bring it back to the days when there was no drinking age in Ireland. It was just a drinking height.
Yeah.
If you could reach the bar at all, they gave you a pint.
You could take your own pint down.
Remember when you go into a country pub and there'd be an 8-year-old with a flat cap pulling pints for people?
Oh man, yeah.
Those things. That's a real thing. Like, people don't really understand. I think that's a real thing. Or was a real thing.
Yeah.
They've ruined everything, Jim. A child can't even get drunk at Christmas.
Yeah. And I suppose in certain parts of rural Ireland for a while, there'd be nothing to do. So if you weren't getting drunk when you were 8, what else were you going to be doing with your time?
You'd be there, I'm after doing 12 decades of the rosary. I can't do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cooked now.
I'll tell you something. That is I'm surprised that there hasn't been a movement to do that sort of like slightly hedonistic kind of embracing a slightly more hedonistic lifestyle.
Yes, I'm getting into it.
As a New Year's resolution.
I'm getting into it. That is what I'm going to do.
Like pleasure seeking.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that.
I'm definitely, that is what I'm going to, that is my New Year's resolution, is to live a debauched life, you know.
Debauchery.
Not to full debauchery, but I'm definitely going to, you know, I mean, Jim might find this shocking and stuff, but I'm definitely going to, like, not eat healthy every day.
I am shocked.
I'm definitely going to.
Especially after the week or 10 days we've had, where it's been fucking sausage rolls every day.
We're eating so much sausage rolls, right? This is a fact, right, today. So we're eating so much sausage rolls. We went today. Today is our last day in studio. And Niall came in, right? And Niall, I don't know what he's saying half time, but everyone's mumble with sausage rolls. I was like, grand. The answer was yes, right? And then he headed off and got sausage rolls. And I suddenly dawned on me that my book, I have a notebook, because I don't use the screens or anything,
yeah,
right? That I write the notes for the show and everything on. And the grease from the last 10 days of sausage rolls, and I know it's 10 days because I can go back to the date I first put a sausage roll on the page.
Exactly.
And we've been doing it every day, had seeped so much through the book that I couldn't put ink on my book anymore.
So it was the equivalent of trying to write on greaseproof paper.
Yeah, and instead of
take the ink.
Instead of getting a new notebook, I just wrote around the grease stains. I was like, that's really when you know you're not living the healthiest life. And then just before the show ended there, Jim goes, there's a chocolate bear in the in the cupboard. I was there, will I get it?
Not for long.
I love the way Jim does that. Jim's a provoker. He's an awful provoker. I bet he was an awful getting poor Egypt in trouble in school. You know, he goes, will I get it? No one does. Before he finished the sentence, I was on my heels.
He was already running out.
And then I broke it and he goes, I'll have the head. I'm like, oh! Oh!
I only got a bit of an ear.
He never eats that much. He knows that I'll snaffle so much around it that he actually saves. Jim can lose weight eating chocolate because I eat so much more than he does every time it opens.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the snap.
So I wonder what I should do then. Like, so if you're going to embrace a new hedonistic debauched lifestyle if that's your kind of New Year's resolution,
yes.
I
know.
What could I take?
Stop
on?
Cleaning yourself.
Stop what?
Stop cleaning yourself all the time. You're a fucking you're unbelievable. I've never known a man
to
look.
Stop cleaning yourself.
Yeah, you look so clean and healthy all the time. I'm not into it.
I'm certainly not healthy.
Yeah, well, you look so clean. You always smell well. Your clothes are always clean. You're always very well presented.
Right.
You know, I'm always saying you're a very well-dressed football hooligan. Just be shabby every so often. Just come in there.
So shabby chic. Shabby chic.
Like, look at me. Look at the stains. It's a disgrace, Jim.
In fairness, you need
to maybe embrace not caring.
The way, they used to say that, you know, if encounter these characters. Photographers always take these photographs, these characters, and they say, oh my God, that face that tells you the story of their life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas with you, it's basically any of your sweatshirts tell you the story of your day.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
So if your memory ever failed, what was it doing today? Hang on a second. Look down at your sweatshirt. That was when I went to.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Oh, fuck, I forgot to do that on Monday. It's like a roadmap to what's supposed to happen to so many stains.
Oh, yeah.
I once bought a whole load of T-shirts because Jim commented that every time I put my hands behind my back, there was a holes in the pits. Remember that? You're like, oh, your T-shirts. I was there, oh, yeah. And then I had to buy a load of them then.
Yeah.
But I bought them in a motorbike shop. That was where I bought those T-shirts. So.
Yeah, because you like a good logo.
I do like a good logo. I do. Yeah. I do like a good logo.
Like you wouldn't be a fan of plain kind of. You don't do plain.
No, not like yourself.
I'm always plain.
Yes, yeah. Plain
is actually just a generically good description of me across my life.
I see, but it isn't.
Plain.
But it isn't. I know what's under the surface there. Jim is like...
Oh, I tell you something.
He's like one of those custard creams from Marks and Spencer. Do you know what I mean? You think you know what you're getting. But you have no idea.
Oh, I tell you something.
Take
a bite.
Yeah, that's just a custard cream. And you look at it and you think it's just plain chocolate wrapped around your chocolate and custard cream. Chocolate and custard cream. And you think it's still just a custard cream. You think that's plain, right?
Oh.
And then you wrap your lips around it. And if you wrap your lips around Jim McCabe, you'll get a serious surprise. Because once you've wrapped your metaphorical lips around Jim McCabe,
there's no going back.
Oh, the crumbly goodness and the surprising texture of what's practically juicy starts to roll out into your mouth.
Unbelievable.
And then you start to go, there's more to this fella than meets the eye.
How am I not on a menu somewhere?
I don't know, tell you. There's a reason you only get 6 of these in a pack. And not 22 like a regular custard creams. There's only so much a person can handle, don't you know?
Unbelievable.
That's the truth, yeah. I know what you're really like. You're much more exciting than you'd like to give yourself credit for.
Wow. Yeah. I tell you something. Well, that's what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to live up. I'm going to release my inner custard cream.
You do. Your posh custard cream.
What an aspiration for
And it is.
I can't wait for somebody to ask me what my New Year's resolutions are.
DJ
told me I should release my inner
and
custard
cream.
And
I do think it's a great description for Jim. Like, you know, he's from Finglas and all. He's a man of the people. And in Finglas, there's many, many custard creams.
I've seen things. You know what I mean?
He's seen things. There's many, many custard creams in Finglas. Many, many, many regular custard creams. Lovely, delicious custard creams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of a very high standard. You know, just living their custard cream lives. But very few of them are chocolate coated and come in a pack of 6 delicious, extraordinarily special ones.
What?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you something. Is the way, yeah. Yeah,
so. No wonder you're a guru.
I am a guru, yeah. Now, I never thought...
It's your insight that makes you a guru.
Yes, yeah, yeah, I think so, yeah, yeah. You have to find some. You have to find what somebody's all about. You have to find the inner spirit of someone and then convince them that that is their life. In some people, it's their warrior. In some people, it's their ancestral core, you know, relating to that. In your case, it's a custard cream.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. AI to be making its way into to everybody's life.
Oh, everywhere.
Little by little. And even those of us that might declare ourselves to be a little bit, you know, kind of... not technophobe, but you know what I mean?
I'm technophobe.
Idiots, basically.
Well, I'm both of those things.
If we're, even those of us that might be a little bit technically inept on occasion.
I'm now 3 of these things.
Find that AI does, I mean, even I'm using it for stuff, you know, like, okay, very lowbrow, low-level stuff.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, you know, it's everywhere. It's just... It's,
if you do a real bad fart, can it kill you? It was the last one you put in, I think.
That's absolutely not true. But anyway, I tell you something. It's it's making headlines for... I mean, I don't know whether to be frightened of it. I did
I'm
say
terrified
a while ago
of it.
That I was a bit frightened of it.
I'm terrified of it. Look at this, though. A woman has become the very first person ever in the world to win a legal battle using an AI law firm, in quotes, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So she's a healthcare worker, 100% stellar performance record in her job, never did anything wrong, and her boss has placed her on something that was called a performance improvement plan. Don't really know what that is, but she was very unhappy about it.
Right.
Thought she may lose her job. She had no money for a solicitor, nowhere to go, no one to really help her, so she went, I'm going to go to AI. And there's this thing called Grapple Law.
Right. Which this is an app or something, is it?
It's a legal practice with no humans.
Right.
Entirely run by bots and AI. No humans. And she just put her typed her details of her case into that, and she won £30,000 without a tribunal, without a human, without a lawyer, without a barrister, anything, without any of it. She said she typed out her case, and the ChatGPT version or whatever said... she put it all out and says, you're totally fine here. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to approach it. Put it all into a very reasonable argument, which they took then.
In proper legalese.
Proper legalese. And the actual lawyers from who she said there was a team of.
Yeah.
And were quite intimidating for her employer. They backed down and saw they couldn't win. And she got £30,000 and now is continuing into a new job. She's delighted with herself.
So she just told her story, albeit in written form, to the AI crowd.
She had not even written. She just did the whole, come here. She talked to us, you know.
Right.
Put it all in there. And it took care of it. Man, that's right. Now, I'd be frightened.
And did it ask her questions? Like,
of course it did,
yeah. Did it come back at her going?
Yeah, of course it did, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Of course it did. And then they went to, in no court, no nothing. I'd be terrified of that. Because you can't ask it to stop. That's the problem. You know, I'd put in, like, even if I was right, I'd put in, here's why I'm terrified of losing my job and everything.
Right.
And then you'd go to the court and the robot would be there and all. And or whatever version, whatever way it works, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to bring your laptop, hold your phone up and say, okay, now it's time to talk, represent me. You'd hold the phone up.
Right.
And then the phone would start going, as you can see, he is a very simple-minded man. I'd be like, whoa, said John.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
He is not of good character, but has, you know.
This man, quite obviously, does not have the intelligence to have performed the act that he's being accused of.
Just one look at his imbalanced ears will tell you that he is not possible. You know, I mean, hey, steady on now, come on. You
I mean, that's incredible. That's how, I mean, I was impressed when you told me that you were, you know, about the AI kind of receptionist, if you want to call it that. So that instead of getting
the dentist,
the press one for this or the press two for that or whatever, you get somebody who sounds, or you get something that sounds very much like a human interacting with you. Hi, how are you? What can we do for you? You
and
know,
I want to
let me just check that for you. All of that. But
and
it's
you
actually
hear,
AI.
As it's calculating what the response is, they have pretend typing in the background.
Right.
So it's like you're literally talking to a normal person. It's like literally talking to
like a normal person. Impressed with that. But I mean, being able to take it to court.
Yeah, I know.
That's
Jim scared the life out of me this morning. Jim says to me, look at this for a philosophical outlook on life, right? He goes, we're on the second fork in the road, he goes. Right?
No, hang a second. I didn't. Don't make it sound like I invented this. Right, I was telling you, I saw it somewhere.
He told me, this is what he told me. He says, we're at the second fork in the road, right? You know the way that there was a point there where monkeys and humans separated and the monkeys stayed the monkeys and the humans, they went off and became the more intelligent and life has never been the same since then. This is the second fork in the road, except now we're the monkeys and AI is passing us out. Now AI is going to be the more intelligent as it rapidly heads off to the future and we're left hanging out of the trees and all that business.
But
you know.
I didn't say it like that, is all I'm saying.
Okay, I added tone for dramatic effect, but that's essentially
the
message.
The most intelligent species on the planet normally is the most, is the dominant one. Okay?
Yes,
obviously,
yeah.
Because intellect and intelligence is the key factor. I'm just saying this would be, allegedly, according to this person that I saw, okay?
Yes.
Just this will be the first time that the human species will technically be the less intelligent.
And
it won't be the most intelligent species on the because AI would.
Because AI
would be.
Isn't it amazing that he told that to a fella who kind of looks like a big monkey? That's all I think. Coincidence? I think not.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk money or do you want to talk...
Oh, no, we're talking money. Come here, wait till you hear this. Millie Bobby Brown, right?
Right.
Now, you might think to yourself that you're a bit stingy. I know Jim thinks it all the time. But Millie Bobby Brown...
How very dare you? I am generous to a fault. Generous to a fault, I am.
No, he is. He actually is. But Millie Bobby Brown, she's revealed, right, that she still uses her parents' Netflix account. That her parents that... Now, she's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, this is the Stranger Things girl and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think she maybe said it in that it's like, isn't that kind of cute? She said that, to my parents, I'm still a child in their eyes and... Yeah, I'm still on the family package deal and they look after me that way. So when I'm touring around, I can use their Netflix account. And mind you, like her show is the biggest show on Netflix. Like her show is the all-time record-breaking, most viewed show on that platform. And she's still taking 15 or 16 quid off her ma every month. I mean...
Not to mention
cute.
Netflix taking a few quid off her.
Yeah, that's not cute.
Yeah.
Pay your ma's gaff. Your ma should never have to pay for anything ever again.
That's hilarious.
And then you see that she maybe has lost touch with reality a little bit because she goes out with her man, Jake Bon Jovi, you know, Bon Jovi's son.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying, I mean, she's a young one. Let's not pick on her or anything. I'm just saying that she's living... maybe a charmed life to a degree. Because she says her husband, Jake, when they go on holidays, he doesn't pack a bag. He doesn't pack a suitcase.
Oh my
nothing,
God.
Right?
Here, this is a man you're going to idolise, is it?
No. I thought I would.
What?
Well, okay.
You who literally would want to go on holiday with literally the clothes you're wearing.
But yeah, but that's the thing. I would wear them for a week. No problem. No problem.
How does he differ?
And as you can see, I haven't changed in 2 weeks and you haven't even noticed, right? But he differs in that he doesn't want to pack a bag because he likes to shop. So when he arrives wherever he's going, let's say they head off to Lanzarote, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they do, but let's say they do. He likes to land, go straight to the shop and just buy what clothes he wants for the week there and then.
Oh my God.
Normally he goes to Prada. They go to Prada, he buys it for the week and then, you know, he just wears it for the week and he's happy and he doesn't have to pack it or anything like that. Doesn't have to be dealing with it.
Wow. I have to say, look, I know we're supposed to be doing the, oh, disgraceful, what a wealthy so-and-so he is and everything, but my God, that does sound amazing.
I mean,
so rocking your way through the airport, no luggage whatsoever, landing.
Yeah.
Practical as well, by the way. Can I just point out, and this is ridiculous, we're talking about a multimillionaire just buying his clothes on spec, but anyway, practical insofar as when he lands, he can decide what's the weather going to be like this week? Oh, there's a lot of rain predicted. Grand, okay.
No bother.
That'll influence what he'll buy.
Give us one of them jackets. 17,500 euros. I didn't ask you the price. Give me the Prada jacket, yeah.
So, you know, practical. He can plan for, the, you know, doesn't have to just plan for the weather. He can
buy what you get.
Buy what you, you when know, when land. You rock up.
You
that,
know those.
That does sound amazing.
Yeah, you know
those.
Does
he leave
people?
Them behind when he's finished?
I don't know. Probably, because he doesn't have a bag.
That's true.
He doesn't have a bag. He's not going to check in coming on the way back, is he?
If he weren't just following him around, geez, you'd have some wardrobe.
Just picking up what was left over.
I think there's a fairly old chance that I wouldn't be Jake Bon Jovi's size.
Imagine, you never know. Are you using them socks? I get into them socks. If you're not using them.
That might be about the size of it.
Like, we've all been in airports and we've seen Prada shops and Rolex shops. And you always wonder who uses them. Who goes there?
I'm glad you said that. Like, I often thought that.
Because if you're going to buy Rolex or Prada or any of those things, you're not going to go to an airport. You're going to go to some fancy boutique in the centre of a big city.
It's not normally an impulse buy, is it?
Not really. Well, this is who's doing it. Jake Biongiovi. He's doing it. Biongiovi, right? Jakey Biongiovi, yeah, he's doing it. And then to think that when they finally get to the hotel and they're sitting there and he's got all his Pradas and all, she opens up her laptop to watch a movie and he goes, your ma's not even after paying for the subscription. What a scaldy old git she is.
That's unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, talk about opposites attract.
It really is different, isn't it? Yeah.
He buys clothes like they're disposables.
Yeah.
And she won't even pay for her own
and
Netflix.
And she won't even pay for Netflix. So when they're all away, she says she thinks she's down to work because she goes to Target. If you still spend 500,000 quid when you go to Target, you're not exactly a budget person, are you?
That is, wow. I don't know which of them now I know I'm supposed to disapprove of Jake Bon Jovi and, you know.
We're like the
flaunting wealth like that, but I have to say, my God, that does sound amazing.
You and me are like that on a much more minuscule level.
Mm.
I don't change or anything, and I don't buy clothes or anything. I don't look after myself or anything. I wash very infrequently and everything. But it's not to save money, it's just because it's my comfort place.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Excess is something that a lot of people associate with Christmas. Christmas in general, you know, whether you're for it or against it. That sounds a bit strong, but you know, whether you're a fan of it or not, excess is generally something that you associate with Christmas. Brilliant. Something else that you do tend to associate with Christmas, again, whether you like it or not,
is a
bit of a Barney.
Tis the season to be fighting, right?
It does turn out to be
clearly
like that a lot.
It is. When you've
literally got ads running, there's ads running on this very radio station for sort of like, you know, that time, that whole sort of, you know, conflicty thing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
can happen around Christmas.
Oh, they should rewrite the song, you know, "Tis the season to be fighting, get out here and shut your mouth." You know, that's what they should be doing.
Beautifully festive.
Yes, it is festive. Arguments are so common around this type of period. And a psychotherapist called Bhavna Raitatna, although I probably have a fight with her about how to pronounce that, has said there's a way to avoid them, right?
Okay.
Or multiple ways to avoid them. And it all just seems like it's sort of previous planning before you get into it, right? Because 68% of people have responded to our survey said they do have some sort of bickering at the very least.
Mm.
Whereas loads of the people said it was full on, you know, shut up every year.
Stick that cracker up your...
Yeah,
yes.
Drunk, you know, whatever it is, people go mad, right? So here's some of the tips she gives us to avoid it, right?
Okay.
Decide your limits before you arrive at all and recognise patterns that will sort of give you a trigger, right? So if you go in and you go, right, I know at 7 o'clock, Jim is going to open a can and within an hour now, he's going to be doing something. He's going to be on the chocolates and he's going to be saying passive aggressive comments to Rita. And we'll have to come up with a way of ignoring it, you know. So you have to do stuff like that.
And what
that.
Do you mean set your limits, like? As
so
in,
basically,
I don't mind if he slags me about being fat again, but if he goes on to the hair on the back, I'm just going to walk out.
No, Jim. Yeah, but I guess it is something like that. You kind of go, like, maybe you say it to them at the start, or maybe you sort of set your guy, maybe you sort of say, listen, when we go in here, right, we know at 7
don't
o'clock he's kicking
thing.
Off. We're out of there at 7:30. We'll have to say it to them beforehand. You know,
right.
These type of things, right?
Yeah.
And then they also say, be clear in advance to yourself about, this is your one, about what you will and will not engage in. So, you know, when somebody starts going, so I noticed you still haven't got a job yet. You just go, I've told you now.
Yeah.
I've told you beforehand.
I'm freelance.
We are not, we're not talking about it. We're not talking about it.
So, okay, so, you know, draw the battle lines.
Yeah, and then there's another...
Don't call them battle lines, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but just, yeah, we're not going there. Before you even get there, you might say, listen, we're not going there.
Yeah.
We're just not going there. Acknowledge that you can... you can acknowledge what somebody is saying also without agreeing with them, right?
Mm.
You know, so someone says, yeah, you're not what I mean. The country's gone backwards. So, you know what I'm talking about.
So you can do the kind
you can
of...
Go,
well,
I know what
that's
your
opinion.
About. Well, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Everybody hears you. The people four doors down, they hear you.
They hear you. You're not right, but we hear you. We know what you're on about.
Yeah.
I know what you're on about. You can say things like that. It sounds like you're agreeing with someone, but you're not.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
what you're on about. I hear what you're saying. Is that
that's
enough?
One way of
are
looking at it.
Are you finished now?
I use that a bit.
You know.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
That's one way of looking at it. You're a tick.
That's the wrong one.
You know, some different thing to go. And then it's choose, manage your expectations. This is a good one. Manage your expectations and not the people, right? So there's no point in you saying, like, Uncle Teddy now, or, you know, is going to, like, will you please not get drunk, right?
Yeah.
Will you please not, you know, ruin the dinner? Will you please not bring up politics when everyone's sitting there?
Yeah.
Just, it's going to happen. You know, so just kind of go.
So don't invite Terry.
So just
stop inviting Terry.
But this is the thing. Here's my tip, right?
Yeah.
Just don't go.
Exactly.
At all.
Sit
just
at home
don't go.
Your own in your own house.
Just don't go. Like, yeah, will everybody be upset? Yeah. But if you go, is everyone going to be upset? Yeah. It's just you're making them upset at you. And trust
me,
it's a bit, it'll wear off.
A bit harsh to turn around and say you just have to accept that Uncle Terry is going to turn into a drunken oaf who's going to have other people crying in his vicinity.
Yeah, just don't go. Just don't go. Everyone will get over it by Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It'll be over. People won't even be talking about it anymore. But one good tip is don't say anything to kids that you don't want repeated later on in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
a really
yeah.
good one, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Daddy said he'd rather eat a dog's poo than be here today.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
If you were somebody who's obviously a lot of Christmas parties going on, right? And there is that joke about, you know, what happens if you work for yourself, as in literally you're a sole trader.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a Christmas party. So literally your Christmas party is you. Going for a pint on your own. Or if you're somebody, you know, Christmas is that sort of get-together thing, isn't it? You know, oh, we must catch up for a pint, all of that.
Well, yeah.
What happens if you've got no friends?
Well, you don't have to worry about it. Well, in 10 years, you won't have to worry about it.
Solution is at hand.
They're saying that in 10 years, you'll be able to go out with a hologram. That's it. Yeah, that's what people actually believe this, that in 10 years, you know, would have been surveyed, that you'd be able to go out with a hologram.
So
you
if you're a complete Billy No Mates,
yeah,
maybe through no fault of your own.
Well, it happens to us all at some stages in our lives, mostly, doesn't it? You
yeah,
always
you
end up with a loose
move
end.
To a new
you
area.
Yeah,
it's never happened to you. You've never been on your own.
They literally have to pay you to hang out with me.
Hang on,
they literally
joking.
Have to pay you.
You can constantly come in here and go, I was just trying to go for a quiet, fizzy beverage and... I was plagued by these people coming
yeah.
up to me and you
you're some tick on the radio. What's the Nova noise? All these things, yeah.
There you go.
And then they have
it's company,
and then they,
it's company.
And
isn't
then
it?
They pay you to hang around with me. So now they're saying in 10 years you'll be able to have an AI intelligent hologram that you'll be able to go out with. You'll be able to spend time with. You can go to the cinema with. You can go shopping with. You can go for a drink with.
Wow.
You can even go to eat. I suppose they won't be eating anything.
But
you'll be able to do that, you know.
So a hologram of your creation or a hologram of somebody
suppose,
you already
yeah.
knew?
Well, avatars, life-size avatars. I suppose you could do. I'd be sitting there, people come over, how are you, PJ? How are you, Jim? You're looking well. I say, that's not Jim. That's Jimbo. The real Jim died years ago. It's just I've been hanging out with him. You know, it's very hard to say goodbye to somebody like that.
Why does my death feature so highly on this show?
Because it's impending. It could happen at any time.
Unbelievable.
You know? That's the thing. You'd be safe with the hologram. I'd be there going, actually, I know it looks old, but it's just a thing, you know.
The weird thing is, that would be an interesting thing. If you could kind of recreate a hologram of maybe somebody who was no more.
That's what,
you know what I mean? An old mate of yours or whatever, or a... You know, to go for a drink with.
That's it. Yeah, I'd be able to do it every weekend. I mean, the real Jim won't hang out with me on the weekends. They're not giving him a few quid. So I just hang out with this one. And that's what we're going to do.
And
you'd be able to...
Now, a hologram, is it going to be obvious it's a hologram? Like, is it one of those, you know... Like, is it a hologram at the level of Beam Me Up Scotty Star Trek type stuff?
Well,
is it that sort of weird... You know, jittery image.
That's what they're working towards. You know, they're working towards it being that you won't be able to tell the difference. But of course it's going to take... 100 years, maybe.
Right.
Who knows? What am I talking?
You won't be able to.
Even know how to use my phone. What am I telling you tech answers for?
You won't be able to tell the difference until they walk through a wall.
Yeah.
And they go, "Can you see what your man's up there doing there?"
They'll be going, "Yeah, that's Jimbot again. He's been doing that." Some people don't know if it's his ghost or if it's an actual hologram or anything.
Wow.
Yeah, and then people say they'll be able to go out and of course, with all of this. Comes the expectation, because isn't that the thing? You won't be lonely anymore. That's the idea of it. You'll have someone to hang out with all the time. Mm. You'll have someone that shares your interests all the time. Even if they're not a real person, that's the idea. And then the first question loads of men asked was, does it be able to clean the house and all? No.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what the point is.
Will they buy their own round?
Yeah. No. Will answer the door even?
Yeah.
You know.
Mind you, think about it. We're selling this as a great idea or whatever, and... then the first time that your hologram rings you up and goes, do you want to go for a pint? Ah, for the love of God.
You'd be like, oh, for God's sake.
No, I have to stay in.
Your hologram will be walking in, so we must go out over the Christmas. And you're going, oh, jeez, yeah.
Right, no.
I don't know when I'm free. I'll give you a bell, right?
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.